Yeah, I'm Anna Bullard from eBrewery. And risk of sounding like an advertisement, I thought since there's so many journals people here, I'd just do a brief overview. Like EBL, we're an ebook aggregator. We were founded in 1999, so one of the early ebook companies. We're in Palo Alto. We have about 400,000 titles. We work with about 500 or more leading publishers. In December, we were purchased by ProQuest, and we'll continue as a California corporation. And our primary market are academic libraries, but we also have products for the corporate, school, and public library markets. We have a number of different business models. Perpetual access is just like an ebook model. The library chooses the title, publisher sets the discount. They can decide whether multi-user or single user. And then all our perpetual access titles are integrated into the traditional book vendors, YBP, Bennett's in Australia, other vendors all over the world. So librarians can buy the print and the E together using their own workflow, their normal workflows. We also have a short-term loan, which is sold as a percentage of the list price of the book. The loan is on top of the purchase price if they buy the book later. We also have subscription databases. Publishers can decide what models they want to work with on a title-by-title basis. We market our books using some of the same print methods that have been so successful. We have reps on the ground. We have starter packs with, you know, beginnings to get libraries started in particular subjects. We package the choice titles, duties medical titles, we publicize. And then, as I said, we're integrated with the traditional book vendors. And as Mark said, approval plans have really been the standard way that librarians buy books over the last 30 or 40 years. We are also integrated into YBP's approval plan process, so the libraries can decide that if they prefer E, if the ebook arrives within 8 weeks of the print, the ebook will go automatically to the library rather than the print. We've been in a little bit of a chicken and egg situation. Libraries have not signed on in big numbers until the last few months because there weren't enough titles arriving at the same time as print. And publishers weren't sending us titles because the libraries weren't signing on. But in the last 6 months, we've really seen a huge increase in frontlist deliveries. I'm sure the growth of the consumer market has done a lot to get publishers' deliveries up on time. In the last 60 days, we've seen a 20% increase and a 20% drop in print versus 20% increase in E in terms of new titles going out through the approval plans. Digital content is making a difference in terms of collection strategies. As Mark pointed out, libraries are moving to just-in-time rather than just-in-case. Title-by-title purchasing through the approval plans will no longer be the dominant, in the United States, will no longer be the dominant way to purchase books. So collection building, the idea of it has moved from what's in the library to access to as many things as books as possible. There's an increased focus on incorporating technology to improve discoverability. Ebooks are way behind journals in terms of discoverability. So there's a lot of effort in that area. And then usage statistics, which have been very common for journals, are now starting to be incorporated into ebooks as well. The history of patron-driven access, EBL was really the first to launch it. We also have a patron-driven access model. As Mark said, pre-selected titles are loaded, the metadata for titles are loaded into the library system. When a patron starts to use a title and there are various triggers, for us, either 10 pages, 10 minutes, or a print or copy, it then triggers either a purchase or a short-term loan. The loans, the libraries can choose whether to trigger an outright purchase, one loan, two loans, or three loans. And we've capped it at three loans, and after that, they need to make the purchase. And loans are also, as more and more titles are available electronically, they can replace interlibrary loan, which will also provide publishers with compensation for interlibrary loan. Up until now, it's just been a cost for the library. We are also integrating our patron-driven access into YBP. So they are using it as and offering it to libraries as just another tool. So in all the wonderful profiling services that YBP offers libraries can then be integrated into patron-driven as well. And as Mark said, I think what will happen is, what is happening is a blend of tools. And I'm sure our two panelists will also talk about that from the library level. So for the first 17 customers that signed on to PDA with YBP, two of the libraries moved 50% of their budget into PDA, which is a significant move. And they did alter their approval plans to replace several of a lot of the publishers' books into PDA. Four of the libraries moved 15 to 20% of the budget, and some of the approval plans were affected. But what I think is a huge potential for publishers is this category called slips, which is within the approval plans, there are firm orders that go to the libraries, and then there's a second group called that used to be sent by paper slips called notification slips. Those titles, the actual percentage of books from that category that were purchased is really quite small. I mean, if there was budget left at the end of the year, the librarian could go through the slips and purchase some titles. That is the group of titles that most libraries are moving into PDA. So these are extra sales. They're newfound sales that publishers might not be getting. I'm optimistic. I think that perhaps the cut in the approval plans will be balanced out by the extra purchases through the slips. And then we've also had libraries add big groups of backlist titles that they perhaps passed on or that were slips when they were published 2-3 years before that are now getting into the mix. So as Mark said, I think this broadens the potential for book sales or ebook sales considerably. And I'm optimistic. I'm not doom and gloom about PDA. I think it's a wonderful opportunity for academic titles. It will have an impact on that upfront sale. But coming from academic publishing, we saw a real decline over the last 10 years in the advance sale to libraries anyway. So I think this is a great potential for business. So for the future, I think the profiling services that the vendors offer are tremendously valuable and won't go away. Approval plans, they might go down a little bit in importance, but again, it's a tool and a mixture. And patron-driven access, it's extremely popular right now. It's growing quickly. I don't know if it will, there could very well be other tools that develop in the future, but I think it is here to stay. Discoverability, as I said, the discoverability for journals is at a whole different level than ebooks. Their eBrary with the ProQuest purchase, we're now integrated into ProQuest's platform, so journals, magazines, newspapers, ebooks all come up together in the search. There's also efforts by a number of other vendors to try to integrate in a larger scale. One of the products is Summon, which is also developed by our parent company, ProQuest. It's a big web-based search that encompasses everything within the library, ebooks, journals. So discoverability is something, as Mark mentioned, getting your metadata in really good shape for your books is extremely important and will become even more important. If you're not working with an ebook aggregator like EBL or eBrary, I think there are a few I noticed on the attendee list. It's pretty basic. You need to integrate ebooks into your workflows. You need to clear rights. You need to issue a separate EISBN. You need to publish the ebook at the same time as the print. You need to get the files out to all the vendors promptly. And then you need to get the metadata out to through Onyx feeds, put them in your catalog, out to all the vendor databases. So that's all I was going to say. So thank you.